If someone separated, he designated his bikurim, and then nivzizu. That means it was stolen, but not just stolen, it was like plundered. The Batanur brings a pasuk in Parshas Devarim, Capital Beis, Pasuk Lamed Hei. Rak habehema bazaznu lonu. Only the animals that we like loot for ourselves. Biza means like it's out in the open, like Biza's Hayam. So Nivzizu means it was plundered, or in the Maku, it became rotten. Nignavu also means stolen, but Nivzizu means like a mob came through and just grabbed everything. Nignavu means, you know, when nobody was looking, someone stole it. Avdu, they were lost. Ashenit more, they became Tame. So in all these cases, maybe Acherim Tachteyem, replace it. You have to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring these, bring others. But the Enochar, he doesn't say the Pasuk. Why not? It's not the Bikurim that he started out with. So he's going to say it's the first fruits of the land. You know, it's not really the first fruits. The first fruits were, that was the Gzeira, that it should be taken from him. Now Vashniyim, these second fruits that he's going to bring, the ones that he's using to replace the original fruits that were plundered, rotted, stolen, lost, or they became tame. These second fruits, einam chayavim aleihem chaimish. If someone eats bikurim b'shagi by mistake and he's not a kayin, it has the same din as truma. And just like by truma, you have to pay for the value plus a fifth. But here, if you ate the second bikurim, you wouldn't pay that extra chaimish. The Batanura says this is the opinion of this Mishnah, but it's not the halacha. The halacha is that he would have to pay the chaimish. But, says the Mishnah Vayter, nitmu be'azara. Let's say the original bikurim was not plundered, it didn't rot, it wasn't stolen, it wasn't lost. It became tame, but it only became tame in the azara. Does he have to replace them? No. Once you brought it into the azara, actually once you brought it to the Harabayas, you are no longer responsible for it. So what should you do with it? It became tame. So noifetz, you have to shake them out of the basket. They're going to fall onto the floor in the azara. You give the basket to the kayan. The Torah says, v'lokach ha-kayan, the kayan will take the basket from your hand. So we see from here, sometimes he only gets the basket. V'ein ha-kayri doesn't read the parsha of Bikurim, but he does not have to replace them. Once he comes to the Harabayas, he is no longer responsible for it. Now what's the inyan that he has to dafka, like, shake it out and it should fall to the floor? So the Mishnah Rishayna says that that's really a chelik of the mitzvah of Bikurim. He's supposed to put it down on the karka wazara, so he has to do it this way, because it's tummy. By the way, what's this lashon noifetz? Well, if you take a look, in Parshas Chayesara, Kapitel Chav Dalet, Pasik Chav, the Pasik says, Vatamaher Shiharid, meaning Rivka, Vata'ar Kada Ela Shaykes. She emptied her jug into the shaykes, that's a place where the animal drinks from. And if you take a look at the Targum says, Unafatsas, kulsei lebeis shaki. So Unafatsas means emptying it out quickly, like shaking it out. Shairish is the word noifetz. So let me just ask you, why can't he read the parasha? The answer is, you take a look at the Taisus Yom Tov here, it says, V'samachta b'chalatoi v'ashenosan l'cha Hashem l'kecha, and obviously he's not very happy that this happened. There's no simcha here in his bringing it. But still, he does whatever he can. He gives the basket to the kayan. And of course, next year, he hopes to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikurim all the way.